Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers were on a Northern SJHL swing on the weekend. The first action was Friday in Flin Flon, where the teams traded first-period goals. Jeremy Tremblay opened the scoring with an unassisted marker for the Bombers 4:18 into action. Logan Sika potted a powerplay goal for the Terriers at 10:39 to knot things 1-1. The teams played through a scoreless second period, and in the third frame the host team took control with a pair of unanswered goals for a 3-1 win. Cole DePero scored what was the eventual game winner at 16:25, with Matt Egan adding the insurance marker at 17:43. Caleb Allen was in the Terrier net facing 38 shots in the loss, while Kenneth Marquardt took the win in the Bombers cage facing 34 shots. Saturday the Terriers were in LaRange, where Dalton Mays gave Yorkton a 1-0 lead 5:43 into the contest. A goal by Thomas Wright tied the contest for the Ice Wolves at 11:47. But, the Terriers would hold the edge through one period as Tyson Perkins scored with only 13 seconds left in the frame. The second was a scoreless affair, but the home team would tie things with the only goal of the third period, a marker by Jacob Cosette at 6:20. The game would go to overtime, where Quinton Unrainer would be the hero of the night for the Terriers, scoring the game winner at the 3-minute mark. Caleb Allen took the win in the Terrier net facing 41 shots, while Topher Kiriko took the loss after being peppered by 52 shots in the Ice Wolves net. In spite of the loss in Flin Flon, Terrier head coach Matt Herr was satisfied with a road swing that included a delay in the paw when the bud broke down. "We played really good. I'm really happy with our effort both games. I thought we played well enough to win both games," he said. "It was the most complete road trip of the season so far." Herr said he felt the Terriers were close to scoring more often than they did, which was encouraging too. "There were some shots that should have been in," he said, adding a good save, or missing an open net ultimately cost them in Flin Flon. As for the bus breakdown, Herr said it was unusual since it had been years since they had an issue. Then the COID got them Tuesday headed to Nipawin, and then a clutch issue on the way north. "But this time, the guys really used it as motivation," said Herr. The Terriers now sport a 12-18 record and 24 points to hold second place in the Viterra division, 15 points back of Estevan in first, and 3 points up on third place Weyburn, with Melville fourth with 20 points, 1 back of the Red Wings.